Alright, we are recording again. R3.
And on the other side of the river, you do see that there is a wagon being pulled by a team of four horses.
How wide is the river?
Wide enough to fit a boat down.
I'm
current?
Okay.
Where was
it's
that?
Really, it's pretty calm.
Where were the gear I would be
It's
starting?
Not like
yeah.
Mississippi River wide.
The other one.
Because I couldn't find it.
No.
I just had it
What's your rank one?
Oh, rank one?
What's the name of it?
Did you write it down?
Oh, no, you know what? It's in the base book. Never mind.
Okay, that's what
Sorry.
I thought. That's why I kept looking forward to those two books. It was
it's all the higher.
I think I was learning.
Yeah, I think I know where.
I didn't bring my base book.
You have a puppy following?
No. Oh, you can if you want. It's up to you.
All of them, you can.
Yeah, it depends on. I assume True Run and option one.
Yeah.
He's tired.
So he picks whatever the.
After our armor, clothing, dice show, traveling pack.
So you do have it then.
He plies his tongue to everything.
And you do have armor.
Yeah. No, he's.
Oh, wait, no, I'm
he's
sorry.
The one who gets a.
Oh, wait,
he has
a school?
He gets a path, yeah.
Oh, then which one was he?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What, do you remember what
is
path?
Something Gato's army?
Kawagato's army.
Kawagato's armor, okay. Light armor, sturdy clothing, die show, and one weapon.
Oh, you do get light armor then.
And you have a
katana.
You have a katana.
And light armor.
I just didn't write it down, so I have light armor.
Yeah. So he was stealthy.
So Ed,
you don't get uptown by the.
Yes,
Ed five tier armor can.
Yep,
so we do.
And you also have a katana.
Right.
And reduction three.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
What's your reflexes?
Reduction.
Three, two.
With the
reflexes two.
The guy in the wagon will like you can kind of see. He pokes his head out and looks at you guys. You're like, these are not the guys I was expecting to see. And
what? I don't know who these guys are.
Huh.
Are the rest of them all armed?
None of these guys seem armed.
Oh really?
They have peasant weapons.
Well, that's armed.
But they're not like Daisho and nice
bows.
But like and stepping off of the lead stepping off the boat as it pulled up and or the rope down. Wait for a moment, hoping somebody will tie the rope. Well, so that can be right here.
And even look like formidable, like the mercenaries we fought before.
I don't. I was gonna say they're all just
bandits, basically.
Nope.
Not even bandits.
Wait, so he was looking for someone to tie up.
Tie the
probably thinks you guys are the mercenaries.
Yeah.
How far away? Well, how far away are we? We're right there, right?
We're at the shore.
Right, yeah, totally would just like lean the spear, like gently. I would probably ask you to hold my spear, actually, and I would go up and grab the rope and tie it to the tree.
Okay. Like, there's a portly commoner in his 30s, walking down with a fantastically ugly scar, creasing the center of his face and replacing most of his nose. Take it, Ito hired more men. Well, his price isn't going to increase. No, same amount that was agreed upon.
I'm just one of the higher ones. That whole thing is completely out of my range. I want to speak with my higher ups.
Are they all off the boat?
No,
just him? Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, where is he anyway?
We were kind of hoping you would know, actually.
Huh. Well, is the shipment ready?
As far as I know, yeah.
All right, well. All right, you two. Let's, I guess we'll just get you your, you can give it to him, you know, the code. And, all right, well, we'll be on the way.
I've looked my stuff over here. So I'll walk back over to you guys. Now would be the time. So there's now three guys off the boat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like I'll go back over and like pretend to go through my stuff and everything like that. Like I still got the pipe, you know.
Are any of those are they disembarking so they are to get ready for the load or?
I mean, there's two guys coming down that look like they're going to load.
Where's Gozer right now?
He's walking towards the mine, kind of lumbering.
Yeah, I mean, after he's like a little ways
is he
away,
the first one. To...
Yeah,
yeah.
The first.
After he's a little ways away from the boat, where I don't think he can run back to it in time, I just shoot one of the other guys.
Pilots is the only.
I was about to call Gozu out. If he loses an arrow,
yeah, I'm gonna shoot one of the other guys who's disembarked.
Okay.
yeah, there's some explosions there.
As soon as the arrow went spot, I'm like,
hit really well.
17, 26, 29.
I'll like that. That's our cue.
I wouldn't use that word in my life.
Nor
nope.
Mine.
I was waiting for him.
No, damage wasn't great, but 17.
And you shoot him in the leg, he goes, ah! Ah! Somebody shot him in the leg!
Yeah.
The other guy goes, ah! And he drops to the ground, like, hides.
I turn
around
and turn around and starts to play back, and he's like, oh no, what's happening?
Go zoom on your knees.
Samurai? What is this?
At that point, I come out with my sword drawn.
He dropped to his knees.
I told them to get off the boat.
What's the meaning of this?
If they want to, if they want to live, tell them to get off. Tell your men to get off the boat.
Ito will not be here today.
You interested in a business proposition?
No.
That, however, does put us at the advantage. What's going on with the guys in the cart, by the way? Because clearly they're just in this.
They are like frozen. Like,
what does this mine belong to?
You don't know.
Okay, good.
Nope. Nobody informed you.
The crab, no.
Tell the men on the cart to stay where they are.
So run, or you won't get paid.
Also, we have bows.
They may also shoot you with arrows, apparently.
And they won't miss.
Oh. Very, very good.
Well, that worked out better than I expected.
Are you doing this on your own, or are you working for someone?
Well, we're merchants.
These are non-mercenaries. These are
non-mercenaries. Who gave you permission to work this mine?
Well, it was Daijo Diyashi. He owns the mine. So we've worked out an arrangement with him.
You're having a private sale of jade?
Well, we're buying.
Who are you selling it to?
People in Second City and so forth.
Do we know if the Daidoshi has permission to mine this mine?
That was the dispute.
That was
right.
The dispute. Okay.
Because the magistrate, she was refusing to get
to let any. So
she,
okay.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't saying one way or another.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So
she didn't want to get.
So the Daidoshi is just taking on his own debt. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, when he says, you know, to people in the Second City, you can make what is it? Courtier? No, it's
commerce.
Sincerity?
Yes.
Investigation?
Yeah, investigation.
Sure. That is counter sincerity.
Yes.
16.
Oh, my crap.
Blah!
Or investigation.
What?
That was an 8.
Oof.
That was really terrible.
That was surprisingly worse than mine. They rolled a 9.
That's something to be good at.
Matt, what's your...
No,
18. Hello.
He has less iron than you two did that, just saying.
Does it count for perception rolls?
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In case you want to do coordination. So.
Right, but that's... Right, yeah. 16, 25.
Okay. Most of you is like, oh, okay, well, he's selling people in the Second City. So, Gashi said, no, he's not.
Well, wouldn't I... Do I get anything?
No,
like, wouldn't
I? No, he beat your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps the truth would be a better option for you this day.
Are you lying to us? I actually point my sword right at his throat.
Maybe we could settle this with an act of...
While he's doing that, I push him down. Like, I kick him down onto his knees.
He is on his knees.
Please, yeah,
well, I would actually push him down.
Yeah,
I push him all the way down, like, where he's, like, on all fours.
Please, mercy. I'm just...
Mercy will be given.
Did you lie to us?
Hang on. We need this man.
Did you lie to us?
Oh, somebody restrain that man.
I'm just standing there with my arms crossed, because in a situation like this, I actually trust the Bayushi not to just put his sword through him until we have
him.
Kuruma knows I'm just intimidating him.
Forgive me, Samurai-sama, forgive me. I was frightened. I didn't know what I was saying.
So perhaps the full story.
We carry the jade 2 days to the north, to the way station on the main north-south road. We rendezvous with the merchant caravan. It's led by a man named Hinjo. And we are paid when we deliver the goods.
By whom?
Hinjo.
Who is that?
He's a merchant.
Affiliated with any groups that you know of?
Not groups, though.
Clan would be a good idea to tell us. That's
there was a crane merchant patron the first time that he set us up here. I assume.
Did you meet that patron ever?
Yes, I assumed his name. I mean, he was a friend of Daiyoji Yashi. A very nice voice.
Describe him.
He describes Daiyoji.
No.
Yeah. That sound like anybody you know?
Yes.
Unfortunately, Samurai Sama, we have found an intermediary.
This seems...
That's fine.
I don't think that's
unfortunate.
He gave us information that we needed. Now, we're going to make a new deal. You'll take this product, you'll actually take it to the second city, and you'll deliver it to a man, to a Yasuki named... What was the Yasuki's name?
He actually would want to deliver it to Kalani's Landing.
Kalani's Landing. Okay, sorry. You'll deliver it to Kalani's Landing.
For how much?
Did you?
I pressed the sword up against his neck.
You're not going to work that out with me. You'll work that out with the Yasuki.
Let the merchants handle the commerce.
You'll still get paid at some point. More importantly, right now, you get to go walk away your lives. And, you know, take care of your wounded man with the arrow in the knee.
You still get to do your job, merchant.
But if you try to haggle again, I'll take a finger.
Yes.
Going north is a sinking ship. I don't think you want to be any part of that.
No, that sounds boring.
Let the man up, like she said.
Do you have...
I don't help him up, but I sheath my sword.
Yeah. I don't expect you to help him
right.
I'm just saying, let him up.
Yeah. I stop standing on his back. I stop with my sword.
I actually do help him up.
I might demand too. I'm like you and I in the side. He's a fat guy.
I must beg. Perhaps I should not go to Kalani's Landing.
Why not?
They will know something is wrong.
They?
The crane.
Well, do you have a map, or can you tell me where you are going north?
Yes.
We'll go in your stay, take that to Kalani's Landing, and we'll take a visit to your business partner.
Feed the magistrates. They will keep you safe.
If you do the right thing... You've changed, you know, you've shown that you're loyal to the Empire. If you screw us over or something like that, we'll find you. Really, really quickly.
Believe me, what do you have to worry about from dead people?
Had a samurai sama. Kind of meander back to his boat. He'll look very crestfallen. Kind of like... Like a guy who's walking to his own execution.
Well, he's afraid to cross them. We know that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess while everyone's kind of... Oh, well, so he told me where they were going to go. Mm-hmm. Do they have a map on?
But he gives you the basic layout, which you know is part of the Keepman's Path, which is what the Unicorn has been building as part of the land route.
Okay, cool. So it's a slightly undeveloped area, perfect place to do a deal or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when he walks away, by the way, I'll kind of relax a little bit and kind of look at everything and go, it's really nice working with people of more status.
It helps.
That went really smooth.
Hmm. For...
I look a little disappointed.
Oh, I get to kill all of
them. Perhaps it's best if I speak those of lower honor.
I believe we got the results that we wanted.
There is no denying the results were impressive to one saying, but perhaps it would do us better as a group.
Well,
if
got
we
the first one, you'll get the next one. We'll just keep bouncing back and forth. And
thank you, Darrow.
The coconut falls out of a tree.
Always
the coconut falls out of a tree.
So, Gashi son, when the situation calls for a light hand, you'll be the first one.
Oh.
first one to speak.
I pick up the coconut.
Mm-hmm. That's leather.
Nut. I lay hand. Or heavy fist.
You shake it. It's like hard as rocks, and it seems to have some liquid inside.
Let it not be thought that I do not understand when a subtle touch is required.
Cracking open a coconut.
It's probably never happened.
I've had coconut before.
Neither have I, Gary.
I've heard the juice inside is quite tasty.
Kind of like a milk. Not bad.
I'll taste to it. But not bad.
I'm right now completely confused by what anything's
right. I pick him up. It's not your day.
I didn't get stabbed.
No, you're fine.
Today is young still.
You have added a second bomb to your head.
Apparently that fell out of a tree and hit you.
Oh, I gathered. And now he's eating it. No, I'm really
under. It's only fair. It fell on your head.
Well, they probably would have had some time to gather up whatever they were going to bring.
Yeah, actually, the next step is inside the mine. We want to check out the shipments.
Well, we probably don't have a lot of time, but...
Well, no,
they bring it out in the cart, right?
No, they didn't get that far. You guys stopped them before,
they, stopped them before they even got off the boat,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Well,
so, I mean, they still have probably a few hours.
If you guys just trust them, then we can leave.
Well, I don't trust them, but...
Well, not trust them, but trust them.
The thing, which all of these seem to be missing, is that if there's a mine and they're getting stuff from it, there's got to be people working in the mine.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Oh, we're going down there and have to have them right now.
That was my point. That is the next stop is inside the mine, and then after that we have to decide whether we're going to make their rendezvous or we're going to go back and talk to Daidoji Ayashi.
Well, it's not like we have to go back and pick up any new party members, so I think we can probably press forward if we chose to.
Well,
but I would say why don't we go at least poke around in the mine a little bit, see who's down there.
Mm-hmm.
If we get attacked, we might be able to find some more information, or you could just do your thing again and we'll get more results. So.
Well, I'm interested to know how much Daidoji Ayashi knows about his business partners that he's selling to.
Yeah, so,
I didn't know.
Have I ever, I would have never.
We don't know. We don't know anything about that.
Yeah, he could very well just think he's dealing with a doji.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would have never been in the mine before, right? That's just, I would know where it is, but never been.
But it might also help, he might also help us if we tell him he's been dealing with creature of the Shadowlands.
I mean, you're right around it, so it's not hard. The mine is down where the mine is.
Yes.
You all
are? No. Understand.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
You've never been here before.
No, I'm saying, yeah, okay, so that's fine. But, alright, so, yeah, it's, I mean, I'll offer to take point with my spear out, so. Since they're probably, and I make this point, they're probably expecting people to be coming down at the system at this point, so they might have somebody watching out at the entrance to the thing for, in preparation for them. If not, if we're relatively quiet, we can probably get up on them, because they're probably going to be expecting people to come trundling through and announce themselves anyways.
It's also probably just miners. There may be a couple guards, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not expecting
serious resistance. Right. We could probably just walk in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we come in, I grab a torch.
Okay.
Not so long.
And you guys are walking. There is a small camp set up, and there's a bunch of obviously peasant dwellings, and then there's a couple of tents. And you do see one guy you recognize outside, just eating, sharpening his blades.
Is it Ito? And Nod.
He doesn't seem to pay any for anything.
Is the other guy there? The guy who was down?
Yeah, and Yasha. You think you notice her?
Right.
Like up in a tree somewhere. Just
I don't. Walking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see them, but I don't pay any attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys who are part of the party that we're dwelling in now.
Yeah.
Because, given my druthers, I'd kill him. So I'm going to ignore him.
Would I have known any of them? Like, or even met maybe at some point in the past?
Not really. They're not from around here specifically.
Okay.
You think they probably came from up north.
Yeah,
probably around the second city somewhere.
You know? Met your employer outside.
That's nice. He stands up, takes his food, goes back inside his tent.
People just like you in droves.
I tend to have that effect on people.
We're just going to keep on trousing through.
There are miners. They look confused.
Actually, I stopped one of them.
They look like they're about to run, maybe.
Where's the foreman?
There's not really a foreman. send my son.
Who's in charge of you?
Who tells you where to dig?
We were hired by Daito Jiyashi to come dig the jade here.
Give the jade to Gozu's men for delivery. I don't think we have anything to learn here.
We'll look at you for a second. Are you with the magistrate? Have you come to sort this out? Finally?
Oh, is that going to name?
Yeah.
He knows me?
No. Not necessarily, but...
Bunch of samurai come
peasants,
walking into
the...
Peasants respond to Ronin better than they do clan samurai.
Oh, okay, because they feel like less...
You're more accessible.
Ronin's less likely to hit him.
Yeah,
usually.
Yes,
we've, they finally decided to take an interest a little bit more in it in order to sort this business out once and for all.
That's good. I was worried, and not to my place or anything, but...
Speak freely.
It seemed like she didn't want to know anything about what was going on.
Okay.
But I'm glad to hear that's changed.
I won't press her or anything like that, so. Well, assuming that you don't have any more issues with the... I'm assuming those are your, the Ronin that you ran into before, judging by the way they looked at you and the glint in your eye.
Right.
Well, since they haven't attacked us, and people here are literally just following the orders... Anybody opposed to us heading north and running into that other group?
I'd also like to have a chat with that Dojo Yashin.
Perhaps you may also want to discuss matters with the magistrate. It's very possible things are not as they seem.
We can either follow this trail back to Chinitsu, or we can go back to Kalani's Landing. Approach the magistrate and the Daidoji.
The question is whether these options will be available to us later.
Well,
I agree. If we go back to Kalani's Landing, they will know something is wrong.
Shinitsu will probably be harder to track down at that point.
But if Shinitsu sends men down to the Jade Mine to check on things...
He will not come himself.
What's to guarantee he's not? He'll be there when we get up there?
We do close the gap by one loop. If we take his men, Hinjo...
He acts more like a scorpion than he does a crane.
Who says he's a crane?
He's a doji.
He's a creature of the Shadowlands.
Shinitsu?
He's not a scorpion or a crane.
He is a thing of evil and darkness. It should be destroyed.
Support it.
The scorpion hunted him.
Support at the landing, or do we press on by ourselves?
Perhaps the spirits brought us here for a reason after all. Let's go face him.
Whenever somebody directly interacts with me, I'm expecting you to pipe up. I'm just putting that one out there. At this point, I was just going to hover over my head. Like a coconut. Anyway, yeah, so.
That's fading.
So which way are you guys go? Jujunetsu.
I think.
Yes.
The consensus is north.
Okay. I like the idea of going north.
Actually, are there any horses here?
I want to fight this chick, too.
No. Man, we haven't had horses in a while.
Nope.
I miss horses. I miss horses and get boats and stuff.
The farther way we get away from that, the farther way we get away... Oh, no, this whole area I'm familiar with, aren't I?
The only thing is if you don't go back to Kalani's Landing, you're not telling Hidare and Kapako that their problem is solved.
Right. We can always actually... We can send them...
Send a note back to Gozu.
Right.
I will ask Gozu if he has any... Actually, I have some parchment, some charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
I will quickly write a note. To Yoritomo-san, I'll address it to the magistrate Yoritomo-san, and ask you. Let them know what is there here.
Cool.
All right. So you guys start heading out.
I also let them, in the note, I do let them know where we're headed.
Okay.
Just we're headed north to follow the path of the jade.
How many days will it be? This journey be?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I know. I just don't.
It's only a couple hours up river, right?
It's 2 days to the north.
Oh, 2 days to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was about like a day, day and a half from Clowney's Landing to
the
main.
Second day.
I also actually. I sketched something out in the sand.
Okay.
If you see the statue, it could be important.
Oh, is that the.
About that time,
when
you smell something that stinks, and you look over towards his feet, he's obviously stepped in something.
Perhaps we should meditate for a while together this evening. See if we can
worst luck
push away some of that.
He's a Ronin, is that not already obvious?
He has worse luck than most women.
I'd like to know what your ancestors did to cause this.
Do I know?
You might not. Hard to say if you even knew who your dad actually was. Just that you inherited a bad problem.
Is it possible? I'm just wondering. Is it possible to speak with that spirit?
Not you.
Well, not me.
You have someone in the party who might be able to
eventually.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's just all right. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you can
throw a taco to each one.
Yeah. Throw a taco. You're like, hey, spirit, what you doing?
Eventually, I mean, you could role play into that, and eventually you buy off the disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but for now, stepping in poop.
Yep.
Stay in
class. Try some exotic poop because there's no horses around. Moving on.
Yeah.
My ringtone for
yeah.
5 years.
It's one of the basic things. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we travel.
Start walking.
Does the book that you read have a title? The small book?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I assume it's religious and boring.
Or just his
own. Oh, just wait.
Well, you haven't been writing in it, right? You're just reading?
No, I'm just reading.
Yeah.
I might kind of, you know, obviously we're able to have much more open conversations that are a lot more laid back, but I might go up to you and kind of, as we're traveling along, just kind of, you know, polite conversation, mostly because I didn't notice your crab, and I, you know, it's obviously you're even more rare out here than usual. You know, I might very roundabout ask if you were anywhere near the wall, you know, that kind of thing. Because you are aware that we have been fighting Shadowtane, so.
Let's see. My character, never actually done any time on the wall, but went through my Gambuku Dopez Championship. And then we've been working for the magistrate.
Various magistrates.
So in fact, he and I actually have the most Shadowlands experience then.
The Jade Legion.
Or
something.
Yeah. I have no practical experience with Shadowlands.
None of you, neither are the Bushi, know what the hell, but you three probably have seen some shit.
Yeah, no practical experience.
I heard some
I haven't
shit.
Taught.
Yeah, you, okay. Did. You did. You were very close to some shit going down.
I might ask a little bit about all this and how the whole thing operates and that kind of thing. More like finding out what you've been taught, comparing it to what I actually know goes on when you're.
I have.
Baseline stuff.
I have one rank in Lore Shadowlands.
Okay, that's fine.
Basic knowledge.
Okay, that's fine.
I
won't pry any further than, and you know, I'll just, you know, kind of leave it alone at that point. But,
hey, that little green guy's a gal.
You really need
a normal crack into it.
I keep my distance from you. I do keep my distance from you. More as I know that you
probably
want to hold a conversation
with me.
So I'll probably still say whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For right now. Yeah, because they're like, retake the land, go kill some Oni.
Part of your Gambuku. Go retake some crab land.
Is that lawn? Mow it.
The lawn may eat you.
Well, at this time where this campaign is taking place, that big their capital is still in the Shadowlands, right?
It's still pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of most crab are living in Scorpionlands.
Yeah. Right.
Squatting is the
proper term.
Squatting
is
the proper term.
Well,
We are helping you build a wall against
right.
the new pit.
Right. Well, you're not helping me.
Oh, yeah. You're not scrubbing anything.
Yeah, so we're going to travel. So what goes on said 2-day travel?
Well, aside from you having hilarious things done to you over the course of the 2 days, and you occasionally having your ancestor bitching at you.
I'm trying. So look while I have to work.
Try harder.
And in my day, we would have sorted it all out in 2 hours. 2 hours, I say. I will look at you, and I will look at you. We were never mentioning the toucan. Don't mention the toucan, okay? That's all I'm gonna ask.
Is he reading?
So there's a
time. Yeah.
Don't mention the toucan.
Okay, so the way station which you've been to, it's kind of hitting the edge of your. Like range where you normally travel, but since you are up in the excursions, you know, a lot of the frontier is also kind of mapped. So you kind of have a spot where Kalani's landing the spot and the frontier. And now you're entering the middle part where you're like, I've only really walked through here.
I assume
the day's travel.
Gozo gave us kind of a basic description of Hinjo too, right? Sorry.
No, that's okay.
He's a
no.
commoner.
No.
You didn't ask to describe him and he was wetting himself at that moment, so he didn't need to do it.
It shouldn't be too hard to figure out.
We have
a
time, we have a location.
People looking to pick up a shipment of jade.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
As we travel,
yeah.
this particular day, this last day,
I started talking about
the air spirits and start basically teaching like almost like a sermon.
I've heard this.
I'm amused what he has to say.
I've heard this dozens of times by now.
I'm just
so
many
lines. Like you can tell, I'm in another dimension.
I've tuned out.
Kind of listen with half an ear, but not really paying attention.
I'm protecting myself.
You, anybody that's really perceptive, I'm in front of him, so you can't see my lips. But anybody that's really perceptive sees me mouthing word for word what he's saying.
You've only had to hear this a million times because.
Oh, I know. It's funny to me. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm. It's very jovial about it. But I'm just. I. At this point, this is. I don't know.
Glad you're learning.
you don't see this. Walking along my stick.
I'm a wise teacher. Of course, I see this.
I am.
So, yeah. All right. So, the way station where Gozu rendezvous with. Shinitsu's merchants lies 2 days' travel north of Kalani's Landing on the main road that traverses the southern colonies of the landing to a unicorn city that's being built. It's really just having its foundations laid. And from the north to the second city itself, the way station is a wooden stockade built across the road, which passes through large gates on each side. Travelers are allowed through the gates into a large courtyard, and where the way station guards check their travel papers and, if necessary, search them under the law.
So it's not even like a full-fledged city, it's just like a traveling post.
It's just a traveling post, yeah. This isn't... But, so your papers are all checked. Well, they seem to be in order. They look big and you aware of it. Like, okay. He's a jade leaf there, we're not going to really pester too much.
I might at one point, especially when we're traveling, kind of set up the idea. It's just like when we find this guy and we don't have a shipment of jade with us or Rosa or anything like that, what should we probably say? I'm along the lines of saying he ran into some trouble and we're part of a couple of the Ronin, the original Hyper, killed. We got picked up. Of course, I look like a Ronin, but you know, we were picked up to go along and we're coming up ahead to tell him he's going to be late on the shipment because he's got to recover his debt and secure the shipment.
He's a commoner. We demand that he tell us where Chinitsu is.
Why do we need to deceive him? Just make him tell us.
Okay. So what do you guys do once you get into the way station?
I made a polite suggestion knowing it was just going to be a suggestion.
Well, we started asking around, I guess, for him.
Okay, so you're just asking around. You can make.
Ask the guards.
I don't know anything about merchants. I'm sad.
You're a guard who checks people's traveling papers. And you probably keep a log of people who come in and out.
I hope so.
You can
be ashamed of that card.
A courtier manipulation roll.
Courtier, do your damn job.
Boy, have a rank.
Bubble you Madonna roll.
Oops.
21.
Nice.
Not bad.
Nice. Probably off in the market. He's a short guy. Probably a little fat, these missions are.
There. Fill a piece of parchment and charcoal. And your name is?
My name is. Hita Toromu.
Noted. Well, I think we should go off to the marketplace now.
One demerit.
10 points.
Okay, so what you're going to need to do is investigate to see if you can find him, since you guys don't really know what he looks like.
Did I ever come through here? Or did you ever come through here? Okay.
Spending
not
a bullet.
This is the best free keep 2 ever. 2 cents.
Oh, so our board is definitely up back up by now.
Yeah. Open it with. Yeah, it should be back every
day. Well, I got 37 on 3 keep 2. Because I rolled 2 tests.
I can't roll to save my life today.
But I'm glad I had one.
I should have called, like, 10 raises.
17. Just
call 10 raises. See how that goes.
Yeah. No, seriously. No, no, I was kidding. Because on 3 keep 2, I got 37.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on, so I can.
Oh,
I'm trying to figure it out. So 3 and then perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So 3 keep. Alright, so it would be 5 keep 2 and then avoid, so 6 keep 3.
6 keep 3, if you avoided, yeah. Mm-hmm. See a 10.
Good thing I didn't call the raise because I got 3 ones.
Yeah.
And no emphasis, of course.
So yeah. 6, 16,
20.
20.
Alright, well. The kitchen and the bayou chief are probably most receptive of these. They do find a couple merchant stalls. And seemingly, this guy, who kind of matches the description, seems to be waiting for somebody, would probably be Hinjo.
I catch Haruma's eye and I kind of nod towards that stall. So we can all kind of sidle up on him.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start walking towards him.
Ah, travelers. Perhaps you've come to see some of my wares.
Would you be Hinjo?
Yes. Yes, you've heard of me.
From Gozu.
Ah. Well, that's a different matter entirely, isn't it?
Does anybody guards? I mean, I know
there's a caravan.
So right, but does he have any personal guards?
Doesn't seem to.
So, okay. We just need to know where Chinitsu is.
Hmm. Well, I just received a letter from him, actually. Bear with me a moment.
Give it to me.
I will have to go get it. I don't have it on my person.
I'll walk around. He's got his tent, right? I will like, because I was kind of standing off the side a little bit, so I walk around to the back of his tent, and I motion whatever he sees.
Let's go get it, then.
And he starts running. Can I stick the base of my spear out in front of him?
Oh, you can all make initiative, Jeff.
Good fat guy, let's see how quick Yam on the boss.
Yeah, alright.
That's alright, I'm good at initiative.
I haven't fought in a while. What's the initiative roll?
It's your agility plus
insight.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a fat guy.
He's not gonna be me.
Let's change it.
I got a 44.
25.
47. Oh, you beat me.
3 explosions.
Oh, nice. I only had one, but 24. I rolled a bunch of dice. Alright.
Okay, so
but I'm confident that we beat the fat merchant.
Yep.
Some of you didn't.
Well, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, surprise.
18.
Yeah.
Oh. Alright, well, you go first.
Yep. Tackle him!
Okay, that's getting you too.
I will go full attack.
Considering you have all scarred up fists, I'm assuming you're good at jujitsu.
Yep.
His ass is going to come out. I hope he's okay.
So I die.
That is many deaths.
Just me sneaking, except attacking.
Well, I have a 36 to hit him without armor, and I still... Okay, that's a 50.
Two explosions.
Nice. You throw... No, yeah.
Attack him.
Not being able to get to them is driving him insane.
What's going on?
He can hear your guys' voices.
Oh, and he wants to find out what's going on.
He's trying to find them. It's driving him crazy.
Wait, he was actually nice and quiet now. He was all
yeah.
He was here with the noises. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's totally fine until he hears you. And then all of a sudden you'll hear like calm voice. He'll be like,
new puppy drama.
Oh god.
On the next
I can only imagine
podcast.
It.
I'm gonna put his bed in toys.
Okay, thank you.
I just took him out and feed. So
okay.
Didn't
okay, got it.
Dogs.
Poop is
new puppy?
Sorry,
sure,
buddy.
So yeah, you tackle him. And he flails uselessly at
there's one tackled merchant.
And that he is fat.
Smack! This you're struggling.
I draw my sword on him.
I kind of
even though he's already
the Herrera yeah. Shakes his head. It's like, dude, put the sword away.
I put it in his face. I mean, just letting him know. Don't run.
Yeah, yeah I walk into the tent.
You what?
I walk into the tent.
Okay, there is a tent.
Sweet. Anything in there?
There's a lockbox.
Akoma-san, bring him into the tent, please.
Grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Ow! Is that really the smartest thing you've done?
Are all of you going into the tent, or...?
Well, no, if you guys start walking into the tent, too, I'm going to be staying guard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I sheathed my sword, but I stand outside the tent.
Okay, so we're staying outside, then. I got my spear out, I'm just looking all guarding. What's
going
on?
We're going into the merchant's
tent.
Tent.
Into the tent, and I are watching outside.
Oh,
so you're inside to do the
you probably want to come into the tent.
Yeah, I will be.
So I'm going to be in the tent. So there's four of us in the tent, including the merchant.
Perhaps
it's best if we...
Where's Jinitsu?
I don't know. I'm enjoying this.
Was there a letter?
I like to point this out. You're really good. At one point.
You must have a drop-off spot somewhere.
So what was
place, but,
what were you going to do with the jade?
Are you a betting man?
Actually.
No. Yeah.
Make a notice roll.
Just him?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll get around.
That was going to be
yeah,
important.
Yeah,
yeah,
the one
I think they're
kisses him, so.
He's an amulet.
Okay. And amulet is?
A racket. Like with those cultists, the spider they're fighting.
Your life is bullshit.
Smash the amulet. No.
Okay. It's a stylized tiger's head with the mouth I gave with some fangs. Specifically, this is the group that ambushed you guys before you got into Kalani's Landing.
Ah. I don't think you just picked this up on your travels.
What is that?
It was traded to me.
I'm sure it was. I would suggest talking quickly before you have no ability to do so.
You can expect that from a monk.
Do you call me in?
I'm going to wait. I'm waiting.
No.
I'm giving you the opportunity to speak.
Well, was that, were we ambushed by these guys?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. You know, we were part of the other
okay, yeah, yeah.
Group.
Because I was about to say, I'm not liking these guys at all.
What do you know of Trinitsu?
He's a merchant patron.
Let's try this again. Smack him in the head. Can ask nicely, or I can just keep doing this all night.
I'm sure you can.
Ah, now I'm starting to see something.
Sibling merchant played by the squeaky
your little. Friends, the spider. It's always interesting to hear when they beg for mercy, isn't it? Oh, it's kind of so strong.
Do I hear any of this?
Probably, you're not that far away.
Yeah.
No, he's kind of whispering under his breath.
Yeah.
Like saying it for him specifically.
Well, you're doing yourself no favors.
My lightning is not done.
So we agree on something.
There's nothing you can threaten me with. You don't know what will happen if she learns.
Who is she?
You know who she is.
I don't. Well, speak up.
Who is she? Like
the cult of Lumal, you would assume.
Okay.
That's what the spider assumed these guys were.
So okay. Cult of
Lumal.
Okay.
Oh. So it's like the thing that
yeah.
They're worshiping.
Kalima.
Yeah.
Nero is open for an attractive lady.
I doubt you would get this one through fate. Nor would you want it. Perhaps you could assist her.
Can I ask any questions? Now let's see.
Oh, I was thinking of something more jade-like.
The cult of Rumal, although a dark force, is not necessarily one possessing the taint. Besides, the likes of this fist work just fine. And so does fire.
Do you think so?
Yes, I know so.
Is it, was that a channelized tape, but was it just a lore of Shadowlands, or was that the term?
From what you can tell, these guys are not Shadowlands.
They're not Shadowlands,
okay. They are crazy fanatics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have we ever gotten
wacky dark magic
from the past dealings with them? Have we ever got them to talk or interrogate any kind of interrogation techniques that work?
Spiders don't normally care for that sort of thing. They're just killing them and taking their lands.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
They just think they're vermin to be exterminated, basically. And since you were there mostly a preach to the spider, you didn't really have any hand in.
Yeah.
You know.
To deal with them directly.
Right.
I did, though.
A little bit, but you were mostly just mapping the territory that they were being claimed.
Is there anything...
I would have given you the role if you were content. I mean,
is there anything
like,
that I
well, could... I mean, at this point, you might... Would you call me?
Yeah, because I'm not getting anywhere, but maybe you would.
Well, actually, at this point, the two of you who are outside... Did you say
I was content.
Okay,
so it was
so two of you outside... The non-Shadowlands guys. you will see that there is a group of guards coming this way.
Like the trading post guards or
like
the caravan
trading post guards?
I'll kind
They're wearing crab colors.
I actually give a low whistle for Ruma to join us outside.
I'll lean over to you and be like, do you want to try talking before we do this?
There's stuff outside.
I think Ruma, is there a... clanmate might be able to talk some sense into them.
Okay.
Especially if we should let them know that he's...
There's a large
dude.
He's got a tattoo to his back. Comes up front.
So,
what is the meaning of good? What's going on here?
So, I don't care. I know this guy is, like, a follower of Kalima, right? I figured that out.
Merchant?
Yeah, merchant.
He follows something.
Follows something. Okay.
Something not
good. Well, I know he's a cultist.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so, I step forward to the Hida. Mm. Assuming a Hida.
Fairly clearly
yeah.
Hida is.
Alright. Hida-san?
Ugh. Like Ruma, huh?
Hi.
What are you doing with this over in the colonies? More importantly, what are you doing roughing up one of the merchants here in the bazaar?
We discovered this man is a cultist.
How did you discover that?
Been following a trail.
I'm gonna need more information than that. This is a buyout post.
He works
they have you attacking merchants.
He works with the creature of the Shadowlands.
There's no way he works that. I have a cookie in my employ.
This man may not be tainted, but he is a cultist. He's been touting the praises of whatever, and he had an amulet the dragon was able to identify.
We can prove he's I sling my sling the angle.
Stand aside and let us handle it.
Bring him out. I kind of
well,
walk.
Before you even say that, I hold up the amulet.
like the thingy here. I'll point that, and I will wait for him to acknowledge me. I woke up. I spent a significant amount of time in the waste up north. This is the, and that, whatever, the, I forget the name of the cultist, but this is a talisman that they wore.
Point of note for you two,
mm-hmm.
Until the last group that attacked you right outside Kalani's Landing,
yep.
You had not seen any of them wearing any amulets like this.
Okay, but this is, I can confirm,
yeah.
I'll be like, this was this amulet was worn by the cultists who assaulted us outside of Kalani's Landing. They used it as their marker. It was around his neck, hidden beneath his robes.
Then we'll take care of him. But I won't have any of you disturbing the peace.
We brought him into the tent. We need some information from him.
We need to track down his employer.
They're stealing jade.
Do you have any evidence of this?
Well, I mean, we give him a quick rundown of the mine.
And he recognized his name as soon as we walked up.
You're going to come back in a while.
What do you guys say specifically?
Well, at a character, I'm thinking of ourselves here. If we can work into this, and you two would probably say something along these lines, I wouldn't dare. But you know, if we can work into this, look, you know, this guy snuck in, you know, posing as a merchant. We'd love to give you guys the credit for his capture and everything. If they'll go with that, great. If not, point out you let a Shadowlands cult sneak into your outpost, and he's been operating here, and you didn't catch him. Depending on how you want to play that, because I'm sure he's going to get crap.
Basically, yes.
Mine is going to be. I don't care about what happens to him, but we wanted to find his boss. He's much more important.
Yeah,
it's like his boss.
Doji Chinitsu.
Goes by the name of Doji. He is not a Doji, but he goes by the name Doji Chinitsu.
He's a creature of the Shadowlands. And he has killed many good men.
You expect me to believe this?
You doubt our word?
Doji Chinitsu is a friend of this way station. He's provided us with a great deal of goods and services.
So you're in
he's
his pocket.
He's manipulating you.
Didn't you know? Oh, well,
get out of my way station. Well, I still am kind enough to allow you to leave.
Need to find Chinitsu. He is not who he says he is.
You need to get out. No.
We have a job to do.
So do I.
Do we have papers? Like awesome papers from like...
No.
No?
No. We're not working for magistrates right now.
His papers say he was there to find ex-Yorikai of Tsuruti Shiro. That's as much as all that says. The rest of you say, well, yours say you're here to map the outer territory, so...
Yeah. Ours are kind of vague. The ones
yours are just like, go to the colonies.
So I am also a Jade Legionnaire. So
yes, you are.
I have D, and you should deal with horrible things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, at that point... sorry to lie in front of your faces like this, out of character, but in character. I'll kind of look and go and produce my papers and go, as I attach myself to this group for protection on my way up here. I still have the map here. They informed me that they had discovered this. I still have my job to do, and with your permission, I'd like to do that job for the magistrate.
Your paper says you're supposed to be up front, up north.
That's where I'm going. Myself
to go.
We're taking him with us.
No, you're not.
I don't break his stare.
He doesn't break it either. You're trying to stare down a giant Kita with a big old nail bat.
I'm okay with that.
They're not really good at getting stared down.
Perhaps they're taking too much time.
You probably hear some of this conversation.
You probably hear us arguing.
Yeah,
outside.
That's quiet at all.
Do we tie him down or anything like that?
Why not? I just got him by the scruff of the neck.
Keep doing that. And
we travel in the company of a Jade Legionnaire. We travel in the company of a Jade Legionnaire. He was sent here to hunt down Shadowlands. We found it.
It didn't sound like you found anything.
I walk out of the tent.
Spoken like a true creature of the Shadowlands.
Boy. I walk out to that.
I turn around at you. Do not insult my clan.
They've clearly been bought.
They've been duped, maybe.
You're not as cunning as your clan would have.
Ryushi's son.
Well, I mean, out of character, I'm trying to bait him, obviously.
You're trying to bait me.
That is working!
Don't tell my
father! The son of Hida, you would accuse the son of Hida of being bought by a creature of darkness.
But clearly you are ignoring the evidence.
Evidence means nothing to anyone, not this kid's
kid. Yeah, I know.
Inject.
So.
Okuma-san, perhaps. I call for you. Yeah.
Still in the tent.
Okuma-san, bring forth.
Sort of put the mess here, you know?
Yeah.
Does he have a desk or something?
That lockbox?
There's a lockbox and a bed.
Well, I mean, there may be evidence inside lockbox, too, for only.
Look at that. Bang! Hopefully, knock him out.
You read the lockbox? Well, would you read the lockbox? It's a little lockbox?
Yeah, it's like, you know, his personal effects, probably. Like, monies.
Or maybe hopefully something we can help to face this situation.
Let us set aside our differences for now. Why don't you question him and look inside his tent? I'm sure you'll find something to your satisfaction besides the amulet.
You have unfortunately gone beyond the pleasantries at this point.
You're going to leave. Because there is one of my brethren in your company, I'm giving you that opportunity. I suggest you take it.
Well, this is going on. Is there anything interesting in the lockbox?
It looks locked.
You sure he's got a key on?
You can make a strength check on that.
What, to bust it open with his face?
Yeah.
Or my fist. Or probably the rock or other heavy object.
Okay.
I will avoid on this.
Okay.
I've got 2 tens already.
Nice.
Oh, 3 tens.
Not a 10.
Yeah. I'm dropping that one. Actually, no, I keep all of them because 36, 42, 44.
Nice.
There is 10 koku, a finger of jade, and what looks to be a ledger.
And the jade.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm confiscating it.
It could come in here as well.
We're not playing a Dark Heresy campaign as Inquisitor because I feel like you'd really
he's,
good
he's
to
he's the GM of our Dark Heresy.
He runs our Rogue Trader game. and there we go.
I come on out to see what's going on with all this hubbub.
There is a Hida who very clearly has his hand in his Tatsubu, clearly waiting for an answer from the Bayushi. Before he decides to pulp in his face.
I'll step in between the two of them. It's like,
stand aside, Uruma, son.
We have a job to do.
I've been investigating a heretic cultist here, and you two are coming to blows. Do we not have enough enemies out there?
He insults the son of Hida.
He insults everybody.
Bayushi, apologize. We now...
I'm sorry if I offended you.
I
will make a sincere.
I don't even care if it's fake, because I probably won't catch it, because I don't have
sincerity. I have lots of sincerity.
Unfortunately, this guy is a gambler. It's in his write-up. He repeats people's lies.
Well, that's 3 tens right there.
That's good.
Nice.
Not nearly as many.
Okay.
You what, key 3?
Yeah. 46. 45.
He looks like he almost doesn't believe you because he has a couple emphases. Doesn't quite believe you despite exploding twice.
Well, I have 3 explosions.
Yeah.
Although this one wasn't much of an exploding.
It was more an apology to defuse the situation. He meant it enough.
He is, I have seen these many within the last ambush that was taken upon the two of us and another, and a bunch of spider.
I love that last part of
it. Well,
and it is part of my job, it is on my papers, you would know that that's already there. I would not take this matter lightly, and I'm not assuming any of you are. However, is why we are here to find this man and see if there is any connection. They may not be. I've only heard of this man just today.
There's no connection. You heard of him a few days ago.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah.
But it is important that we either prove or disprove this.
I tell you now that there is no connection.
I'll kind of look at you at this point.
And if you guys want to make it a matter of status, technically it's kind of good sound.
Does he have
a
Oh, is he the commander?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't pull Imperial on?
No. No.
Well, he said this is my way plus get out of my way.
That can often just be a term.
This actually is.
We've had to investigate a matter of jade, possibly misappropriated by our enemies. Would you not question this as thoroughly as possible? Would you not investigate this to the best of your ability?
Absolutely would.
I don't believe that's for you to question, is it, Kamasan?
I believe it stands beyond question, which is why I'm surprised when it is that you wish to stand in our way.
Did you seek my permission before doing this?
It was a matter
of... Forgiveness is often easier to ask for than permission, especially when these things are involved.
Unfortunately, Tengen's lies hold very little hold over me.
I was not trying to quote Tengen. Rather, instead, the first Kuni Witch Hunter I crossed paths with, after he had poked me with jade.
Well, I have my own Kuni here.
In fact, I am now aware of.
So then you shall leave us to our investigation and you will leave the way post for disrupting the border.
He was the one who chose to front.
Indeed.
And it is not the point of samurai, the privilege of samurai to punish peasants who have offended him.
With the permission of that peasant's lord.
I believe reparations are in order not to them, not to permission.
By way of reparation, you can leave.
Very well. All is forgiven and we shall leave. Very well then.
Don't let me see you around here again.
I'll start walking.
The two other guards will go over to the tent and they will pull the unconscious guy out.
It looks like Pouch is going to say something, but he doesn't.
I'll go up to, like, when you, I'll step around to get out of everybody's way and then I can get up to you. Tell me if we got something out of that.
We should be getting out of town right now.
That's about what we got out of that.
Yeah. Once we're out of town, I produce the letter.
It is amazing that they were more angry at him than us bashing his face.
He was a peasant and he offended me.
Lion!
Lion, you have a record of being some of the harshest on their peasants.
Yes.
Yeah, we ran into that.
One would not even call it a peasant.
Well, let's have a look at that ledger then. You're the speed reader, so how about it?
I'm looking through.
Okay, well, about every so often, you know, every 3 or so weeks, Gozu's people arrive. Apparently, was supposed to be tomorrow, so he had already begun to set up. Now, after Gozu leaves, there is a large caravan of a dozen wagons bearing the Dojiman that come to pick up the supplies we should be due into town. Later the next day.
We can set up camp outside.
You know, this isn't really my place, but should we happen to find any evidence on, say, caravan that points to our little short, stubby merchant friend over there being in the wrong, I would think that you would want to bring that to your clansmen's attention.
I think you...
I will draft a letter if that's the case. But as it stands,
that merchant doesn't mean anything to us at this point.
Mm-hmm. We have the information we need, and I'm sure they will deal with it.
We did, in fact, just let a client, cultist get away, to point that out.
Well, we did not let him get away. He's in the hands of their guard.
Who are
we let
indirectly...
The appropriate people have claimed they will take responsibility for this.
Agreed.
If they fail to take care of it properly, well, that is on them.
I don't like it, but that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Now.
We are hunting other quarry.
Let's get on the road, head north, and see if we can...
Well, there's a caravan coming here.
Yes.
Trying to find.
We want to intercept them before they get to
the north.
North,
right?
Yeah, we're going to circle around.
I'd rather, we approach them before they get to the office.
That makes much more sense.
Out of sight of the guards.
Probably less.
So, whichever direction they come from, we need to head that way.
Yep, that would be...
Yeah, we're closing in on 9 o'clock.
Yep, so that's a good place.
All right, I will stop it.
Okay.